Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, we are in the middle of All-Ireland season in road bowling. Remember that? I didn't know it was still so big. Like, remember when you were a kid, and certainly where I came from, you'd be out for a drive on a Sunday and the traffic would be held up by a guy because there'd be madmen, as we saw them, throwing bowls down the road. So I'm joined on the line now from Lisgoold in Cork, although I think he's made it to Dublin now because he got a ticket for the All-Ireland, but he's on the line anyway. The Secretary of Bowl Common na hÉireann, Seamus O'Tooma, and on the line from Mayo by Michelle Smith, the founder of Road Bowls in Ireland on Facebook and TikTok. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you.
So, Michelle, am I right in thinking bowling is suddenly, Irish road bowling has taken off again, and you're doing it on kind of TikTok and Facebook. How many views have you had on your road bowling live streams and videos to date?
Well, from 2022, we have the count, it's about 230 million views since 2022, which is, it's huge, you know. But we mainly live stream on Facebook and we do a few clips on TikTok, you know, to get the interest. And it's definitely grabbed the younger generation on the TikTok platform. But our Facebook is just, it's huge. It's just unbelievable, the amount of views. We're sitting at 28 million so far in the last 2 months, which is crazy.
Okay. So Seamus, maybe give us a quick explainer first of what is road bowls and how does it work?
Well, I suppose the easiest way for the layperson or the uninitiated would be to think about it like golf. It's the idea of getting from a start line to a finish line in the least number of throws. That's the basic premise of the thing. So you think of a road somewhere in the countryside. There's a line at the start and there's a line at the end. In the championships, it's one against one. And then the idea is for you to get to the other end in less throws than your opponent.
Okay, but it's not just about how far you throw either. You need to kind of have accuracy and there's subtlety involved and bends in the road and all that kind of thing,
yeah? Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, it is quite technical and really I suppose the players who are really good are able to adapt to that. So, like, you have to deal with the camber on the road, the surface on the road, but also, you have to plot out your course to say, you know, I need to get to X in maybe five shots, I need to get to Y in five more, and so on and so forth. What happens if I don't? There's a lot of psychological pressure as well, because you're on your own. It's one of the very few sports where you're actually, the audience is actually on the, in the arena with you.
Yeah, dangerously in my memory as a child. Like, they'd be right in on top of things and balls flying up the road, wouldn't they?
Well, I mean, from a psychological point of view, you know, your opponent is there and your opponent's supporters are there and they're right beside you. So there's no cordon between you and them.
Yeah.
You're with them. So, I mean, from that point of view, I suppose it is kind of a bit visceral in that sense, I suppose.
But, Michelle, the supporters are passionate, I gather, yeah?
Yeah, they're very passionate. But, at the end of the day, you know, they're rivals when they take part against each other. But when they shake hands at the end of the score, it's a huge big family. You know, it's so lovely. It's brilliant as well for people's mental health as well. During the summer times, they're out every evening of the week, at weekends, right across Ireland. So, yeah, the tensions can get very high, especially, you know, if there's nice stakes involved. But at the end of it, the camaraderie and the community-based aspect is just phenomenal then. You know, it's all forgotten about when they shake hands.
And when you say the stakes are high, is it still like fistfuls of fivers and stuff like that fella betting around?
It depends. It depends on the amount of support, I suppose, on the road. There's a lot of charity scores that happen across Ireland and they would see larger stakes. So if you take Castletown Bar every Christmas, the 10% of the winning pound of the tax that goes towards the RNLA every Christmas. So the stakes would be quite high. The largest one was €52,000 a side 2 years ago. But that's everybody, you know, putting their money in to support the RNLA and another charity. you know. But the stakes can be, you know, ranging for a couple of hundred euro or a couple of thousand euro or beyond. It all depends on the day.
So Seamus, would you say, has the Facebook and TikTok and all that, has it kind of revived the sport as well in a way and brought it back to a wider audience?
Well, obviously, I mean, the numbers there is from Michelle speak to that. But I think one of the other aspects of it is that for older people who would have been traditionally going to the scores and things like that, it brought it to them as well, you know. So it that was another side of the streaming, you know. Like, so you think about young people, but it also brings it to older people, you know, so they can sit at home and they can watch it and so on and so forth. But I suppose the other thing it does, like, is it creates a dynamic, it creates a conversation, and people see it on TikTok or whatever, and they're chatting about it and engaging with it. But at the All-Irelands, I noticed this 2 weeks ago, the number of children watching and being there was phenomenal. It was way, way, way higher than I had ever seen it before, you know. So you can definitely see the kids have really latched onto it in a big way.
Okay, and Michelle, it's kind of gone viral then. I see Theo Vaughan, that big podcaster in America, has become a big fan as well now, has he?
Yeah.
Are they laughing at us? Like, are they taking it seriously as the competitive, intense sport it is?
I've spoken to Theo a few times now, and he actually loves it. He would have connections there to the Cove boxer, Callum Welch, and I didn't know that I was going to be on his podcast with Dermot Kennedy for about 7 minutes, you know, and it's just, he loves it. But unfortunately, when he was over in Ireland, he told the world then that myself and Eamon, you know, stood him up because we were going across to Germany for the European Championships, which the sport over there is absolutely huge. But yeah, okay. We've had a lot of celebrities that actually just want to take part and love it. And, you know, they've seen the live stream and they see the crack, but they also see the importance and the competitiveness of it as well, which is
Seamus,
brilliant.
Before we finish up, I remember the myth when I was a child, that we live near the viaduct, that fellas used to endeavour to throw a bowl over the viaduct. And did the legendary Mick Barry once do it?
Well, Mick Barry did it, I suppose. He did it. He was recorded to have done it with a 16-ounce bowl, which is not an adult one. The only person that was verified to actually do it with a 28-ounce competition bowl was Hans-Georg Balken from Germany.
Okay, and for anyone who doesn't know, the viaduct, it's like it's a couple of hundred feet high. Okay, listen, so that continues on for another few weeks around the country, and people can check it out, like, in person or online. Seamus O'Toole and Michelle Smith, thank you so much for giving that lovely bit of texture of an Irish summer.